entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am. Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Oh, do I have a special, amazing show for you today on a Hollywood Connection special. I have Kelly from Turner Talent, and if you have a question for her, it's turnertalent.com. Mm-hmm. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Kelly Turner from Turner Talent. Casting, coaching, and connections.
Yes, and she will help you get an agent. We're going to find out what she all does. And if you have a question, you can call in. If you're driving, of course, pull over.
Yes.
727-441-3000. 727-441-3000 or 866-826-1340. We're live on YouTube, live on Facebook, and live on TikTok. And if a TikToker calls in to ask her a question, we want you to announce your TikTok name and give you that exposure and have a question for Kelly. And let's take it away. Kelly, tell us about what you do.
Okay. So a lot of people get confused and think, I'm an agent, we're an agent, because we help people get established with an agent. But so we're not that. What we are is casting, coaching, and connections. And by that, I mean we help people get castings, we help them get connected, like with reputable agents, and then we help them with connections further, whether it's an acting coach, a new headshot. So we basically guide them every step of the way.
Okay, are you as a manager, somebody's asking?
Very similar to a manager, but we don't take the pay out of what you're earning. So, but we hover over you and guide you and make sure that you don't make mistakes.
Okay.
The reason I started doing this was because I kind of got tired of seeing people spend thousands of dollars and get ripped off.
I know.
And it's like, wait, it doesn't need to cost that much.
Exactly.
And I've been in Florida all my life and established very well with lots of agents and production people. And it just arrived one day when I was helping a friend of a friend with, what do I do next? How do I get an agent? How do I not get ripped off? And it took off. And now I'm blessed to have my beautiful daughter as my partner, and I wish she could be here today, but she's...
We'll get her here another time.
We will.
We could do a casting here or something for you and get people in.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, we're talking about that.
Yes.
So what is your background? Are you an actress, a model? How did you start out in this business?
When I was 15, I was at a wedding, and somebody said, the photographer said something to my mom, and then it perked our interest, and of course, we didn't know where to start, but luckily, my older sister was already here in Tampa Bay. She was Pat Brooks of Q105. If people are out there that know the old Cleveland Wheeler, Shannon day, she was Pat Brooks, the newscaster.
Oh, wow.
So through her connections, I got set up safely and started. And so I did modeling. Then I went to school at USF.
Okay.
So that's where I really got involved, modeling, some acting. And then I was on set for Once Upon a Time in America, which shot with Robert De Niro and Tuesday Weld.
Oh, nice.
Behind the Don Cesar. And I started looking around at, you know, what goes on behind the scenes. So that prompted me to get interested in crew work and behind the scenes. So I've started at production assistant and worked my way through to casting.
See, that's great because you've already been there to try to, you know, be as yourself as an extra or production and an actress.
Both sides of the camera.
Right.
Been there, done that. Yeah.
So. When you're talking about finding out find out what's behind the scenes, I have to tell you this. When I was on Lethal Weapon 3, I was a young broadcasting reporter. And so I went around and found out, like, how'd you get your agent, and asking questions. Most of the people that were on the set were related to the director or producer. There was probably, I would say, 10 people from an agency.
Right.
And except for the extras, that was me with Central Casting. Mm-hmm. You know, that was pretty cool.
Did you know that I was an extra on that set?
Were you in L.A.?
No, maybe it wasn't Lethal Weapon 3.
They were down in Orlando.
Well, they shot at a marina where they blew something up in a marina.
Right.
And I have a picture of Mel Gibson looking through the
camera.
When you're not supposed to take pictures on the set, but for some reason I was learning back then what you do and don't do. And I actually have, I'll have to send that to you.
That's super cool.
We could have been on set at the same time.
Yeah, I know. Ours was in L.A. I know they shot in Florida.
Yes.
Yeah, and then there was, you know, just real fun stuff. Dance With Me with Vanessa Williams. I had a little part in as a judge. You know, the director came up to me and said, "You look like a judge." And I said, "I've been judging events my whole life." She goes, "I can tell."
Mm-hmm.
And there I am with Kris Kristofferson and Vanessa Williams. They're walking past me. But I have to go back to Lethal Weapon. It's so cute because Mel Gibson was tickling my shoulder.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
And the police officer at the time that was in there, what would you say? Not the police officer. I would say the main police officer. What would that be? The head of the department of...
Chief,
there we go,
the
Bobby.
The sound booth answers. Where'd that come from?
And I was single at the time. He's asking me out. I'm like, no, thank you. I'm not interested.
But that's what makes it fun is, like, when you're starting out, it's kind of cool to rub elbows with the celebrities and be on set. And
then as you
get further into it, for me at least, it's like, okay, that's cool, but now I want to do some things on my own and all that. And
exactly.
Then I manage my kids' involvement with the industry. And that's my whole gig is just to, if you're going to do it safely.
Right.
Be professional. And everyone's so busy these days, we took all the work out of it and we just guide and do it.
Easy
peasy.
Give everybody your website again and where they can reach you.
Okay. It's www.turnertalent.com. And direct email is info@turnertalent.com.
Okay.
We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, and fairly soon, TikTok.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah, TikTok. I have 19K on there. I started, oh my gosh, during the pandemic, I was like, what do I do between Amazon and TikTok? But, you know, I made $300 on that video. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
When you go viral, and I heard on YouTube you make more, of course, but you go up to the creator fund after you get 1,000 followers, and then, it stopped at 8.1. So if you go to Dawn Reese Show and on TikTok, you go to the first one where it's pinned, and then we want to try to get past 8.1.
There you go. Now my daughter's listening, I presume, so she better get on it. Get us on there. Actually, once we put her on there, we will have followers. She's just gorgeous.
Oh my, how old is she?
27.
Oh, that's a great age.
She's 28.
That's a great
28
age.
On the 28th.
That's great. Tell us about some of your success stories with Turner Talent. And so you started when with Turner Talent?
2005 maybe.
Wow.
It's hard because to know like, oh, I should know like, oh, this is the year we started. But I started helping like individuals here and there and then building it. And then I wanted to give them work and I was dabbling with castings and helping. So it really kind of all started to just come together completely.
Gotcha.
And then we developed our VIP, what we call our Team Turner Talent membership.
Okay.
So that we could stay connected with people that we are trying to help, so we
right.
can continue to get them the castings and coaching connections. So, I mean, I will be 59 this year, and I've been doing this since I was 15, really more like 18 when I got over to USF.
Gotcha.
Haven't been a full-timer, but always have my hand in, you know, either on set or, you know. My fun story is that I was hanging out with some of the stunt people from Universal's Indiana Jones.
Oh, cool.
The Stunt Spectacular show.
Yes, I love that.
And I was like, well, you know, I was about 19 or 20, and I took stunt fighting classes with them and, you know, riding motorcycles and scuba diving and advanced scuba diving. And I was hired to be a stunt double.
Whoop. Oh, yeah, we're good. Keep talking.
Be a stunt double for Heather Locklear for Miami Vice.
Oh.
Got hired. Never made it with budget cuts to do that. But it's like, you know, when you're like, well, that's kind of cool, you know. And then
yeah.
that made me start, you know, getting more and more involved in all parts.
What about some of the success stories with your talents?
Okay, lots of them. So there are some on the website. We
okay.
have them. Our videos are really good at explaining what we do. But I have everything from one most recently is a gal that was about 38, and she told me, well, I'm kind of probably not tall enough and too old. And, you know, mm-hmm. I just remind people that really look around at advertising and follow your heart if you want to get involved.
Right.
Because she was bartending and waitressing, and she came to me. We got her set up and going, and now she's booked out some weeks.
Wow.
When we're saying, hey, you can't do that great gig, she's already working on another gig. She just got back from, I think, Aruba or one of the sandals jobs.
Nice.
And so things like that where she, it also is just a whole confidence booster.
Right.
So, and I've kind of got a lot of kids like that. And I love it when it's adults. Like I just have a lady that's 60 plus, has gray hair. You know, oh, I'm too old.
Right.
She just got fabulous photos with, which I can recommend photographers.
Good photographer. Somebody else was asking
yeah.
me that before.
Yes. And, you know, she's started booking already. And she just, it's a whole new thing for her in retirement.
Right. So. Are you familiar, you know I tell my friends, like, you know, there's Blue Water Media, or there's, they do a lot of audience participation,
mm-hmm.
if you want to do audience, and they paid us, I think, $100 or something, and then frcasting.com,
yes.
if they want to be on some sets up there.
Right, and I encourage people, like, if they're going to get set up correctly, obviously that's what we do, and people worry about emailing us without photos.
Right.
That's part of what we do is say, do this, not that. You don't have to use who we suggest, obviously, but even if, say, my brother-in-law is a great photographer, that's great, but let's
right.
work with you to get the best, spend the least for the best.
Right.
You know, and your, you know, your photos are your business card.
Right.
But the days are gone of having to carry those around.
Oh, my God.
I used to carry my
days.
Black portfolio around.
And go for go-sees in Chicago, knock on doors, and hopefully the cab was still there.
Yes. And so, you know, and I'm 5'4 and a half. I've worked in print lifestyle modeling
right.
forever. So
right.
there's no height or age that's off limits. And we're very honest when we talk with people. I do consultations. And if someone's maybe really tall
mm-hmm.
or really short or really large or, you know, has some specially abled, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's a spot for them. But we're super honest to explain how the industry, where they'd fit.
Right.
You know, and one of my guys that's bald and big and he's plays kind of the bad guy
right.
and the bouncer, you know, he's probably not going to fit into Universal Disney type where they just want like someone to blend in because
mm-hmm.
he's kind of a big guy and, you know.
Right.
But so as long as people know, we try to give them a real look at the industry before they get going. So
right.
they know what, there's so much stuff out there that people are saying, oh, it's so easy and we'll make you a star. And we just won't do that.
Right. It is hard work. Yeah. You know, when Joe Jackson, Michael's dad, when I interviewed Joe Jackson, it's up on YouTube, Don Reese Show, Joe Jackson. We went to his house in Encino and he said, get out there, be known and strike. And of course, what great advice from a guy that made, you know, family famous. But, you know, talking about lifestyle shoots, I'm 5'4", and I could not find an agent back in Milwaukee. And then I found one that did lifestyle. So I did all the Kohl's department store. Right. And I do have to say, it was Wrangler jeans. There's so many, you know, different ads. The cool thing is that I didn't realize that sometimes they gave me the clothes to take home.
Right.
They would give me tons of clothes and say, that's yours. And
yeah, you know. So that happens sometimes. And right. People, like, that's one of the questions I get a lot. It's like, well, how much money can I make? So this is one industry, if you're up for a side hustle or whether you really want to make a career out of it,
right.
You should know that there's no rhyme or reason.
Right. I mean, Florida's not like Central Casting. With some of the agents, you get paid a week later. This isn't 2 months down the road.
It can be way. And it can also be, you know, $125 for a day on set as an extra, or $5,000 for a really cool day day pay, but they're buying the rights to use it for 3 years, so you
right.
get paid more. So there isn't certain days of the week, or, you know, so that's what you have to almost be a little bit adventuresome. But the good thing for people wanting to do this is that because castings, due to COVID,
right.
are predominantly all by photos or maybe a video.
I've been noticing yep. that a lot. Oh, we have a caller? Okay, yes. Hi, you're live on the air. Let's get you on. Who's on the air?
Hi, it's Ellen Patrick from the Madeline and Mommy Show.
Hey, good, good. What is your question for Kelly Turner?
Oh, hi, Kelly.
Hi. How are you? Good, how are you?
To finally meet you. I've been following you for quite some time.
Oh, good.
Yes, so how did one get started with your agency?
So, okay, our company, since we're, as I always have to say, we're not an agency, but uh-huh. the easiest way is truly to email the info@turnertalent.com, and we'll send you a nice, you know, response that gives you everything to look at first, and then schedule a what we call a screening or consultation. We have individual and we have group available, just your choice on how to do that. But
now, do you do that over the phone or
Zoom?
Zoom. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And
Zoom call. Uh huh.
Yes. So that's really the first step. If somebody says, "Well, you know what? I'm just anxious and ready to get started," then also go to the website and you can choose. We have an annual choice or a monthly choice, and it explains our membership, and it's not a, you know, locked in thing. It's like a coffee subscription if you don't like the subscription, and it's a whopping the membership comes free with the initial our training and setup, which is those are all course topics, I like to call them, and those are all industry topics that we guide and use videos that really gets you up to speed on things.
Okay.
But with our membership, it's still you have email access to me personally, so I'm answering those questions, any questions. So some people will email me like, every, you know, what should I wear to this? What does this mean? I got a casting and I don't know what to do now. Or
okay.
So we try to help people present professionals. So if we do help them land an agent, then they're not talking to the agent as someone that doesn't know. Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Gotcha.
So we help with that.
What happens when somebody has a background? I think Ellen has a, I know Ellen has a background.
I have another question, to be honest with you. My second question was, because we do a lot of our own events and we're always looking for new actors and models and stuff like that. And I know we're on a couple of different sites where they share our casting. So someone on our end of it, how would we get involved with you that way?
That's perfect. Again, shoot me that email, because for production people, filmmakers, event planners, agents reach out to us daily to help fill it. We're like a free employee for the agents.
Okay.
So production people love working with us. Whoops.
Yay.
Yes, and because it helps our membership folks. And when I put Turner Talent's name on somebody that's coming to work for you, we really make sure. And we've had numerous production people say, your folks showed up on time. They had more choices of wardrobe. I said, that's what we do.
Awesome. You know? Yeah, ask the expert. Ellen, thank you so much. And I know you've got a mad fashion show coming up.
Oh, reach out, Ellen.
Fashion is coming up at the Orange County Convention Center at the Florida Kids and Family Expo on August 20th and 21st.
Sounds good. We got to do that Lazy River at Avenger Island very soon.
Absolutely. Definitely be in touch, Ellen. I'll happily post that for you, too.
God, that's another connection. Awesome.
Connections.
Wonderful. Have a great day, ladies.
Thank you. I know we have another call in.
Yes, we have Ryan on the line.
Hi, Ryan. And what's your question for Turner Talent?
I'm wondering, I have a screenplay that I'd like to sell, and I was wondering if you had any connections in that department.
That's a tough one, because that's a tough one. You know, okay. It is really, and to, just to be honest, I am always willing to try to help, and I do have a young man with a screenplay that I'm trying to help, because literary agents are mostly California, New York, but obviously everything can be Zoom and nationwide. So I wouldn't say, oh, yeah, I can handle that contact for you. But I certainly, if you want to email, I'm always willing to try to help, try to find the right connection.
Can I say something? I highly suggest to get involved in the Tampa Bay Film Society. Mm-hmm. They just started back up. It's a once-a-month meeting. There's producers, agents, and people all together, and they all network. And also, Women in Film is not just for women. It's for men as well. They call it Women in Film.
Yes.
And that's in Tampa. There's always great to network with everybody. It's highly recommend. And also, the film festivals. In and volunteer, and you never know who's going to be there. I've heard so many success stories with that, you know, with that.
Women in Film and Television is a branch should be near you, because they are worldwide. And I actually initiated a committee for education against the ripoffs with them, and Film Florida has joined in to collaborate. So I'm really, really proud of that we have some attention coming to educate people on it.
You know, Kelly, and thank you so much, Ryan, for your
call.
Thanks,
Ryan.
Yeah, no problem.
You know, I always wanted to put something for kids and parents together, like, you know, how Women in Film do it, mm-hmm. and Tampa Bay Film Society. I wanted to just do it for parents and kids. Maybe we could collaborate and do a monthly meeting.
You should say that. I have some people in Brevard County that are starting to formulate that. And we have a great film festival in Melbourne, 24 years running. That's a great way to get involved, and people will create short films. It's where you get your experience, get on set.
I'm always on the red carpet over there interviewing somebody and finding out, but a lot of people, you know, are in volunteering. You got Sunscreen Film Festival that we had. We have Fort Lauderdale Film Festival. Yep. Just Google film festivals in your area, and you never know. When you're volunteering, you're getting people's cards, and they want to be in your movie. That's what my reporters do. I have these young kids that I train to be reporters, mm-hmm. and they say, you know, who's going to turn down a kid to interview, by the way?
Right. Oh, I know. That's
Ben Diesel didn't. And they would ask, how do I get in your movie? So one day I'm watching a movie on Netflix. I'm like, oh, my God. So-and-so was on it, one of my young reporters, and I said, how did you get on there? He goes, I just asked. I just said, can I get in your movie?
There you go. Yep. I mean, I tell you, when I did trade shows and things when I was
I was going to ask if you do that as well. I know, but I'm looking at the clock. We have like 2 minutes.
Yes.
I go so fast.
Anytime you're on set, you make a connection for, you know, and so our big thing is just be safe about it, and instead of doing all the DIY yourself, that's what we're all about, you know, and we just love seeing success stories, and I'm happy to, we have them, like I said, on the website. I'm happy to share more. I have really happy that I have so many people that you know, help us out like that. Even little Ella Grace Helton, who's a superstar, is on our video.
Wow. TurnerTalent.com. We're going to have to invite her back and her daughter. I know we're getting more calls calling in. I want to thank Spectacular Clearwater Beach. I went for the best breakfast, and we're waiting on a commercial from them, and it was so amazing. I want to tell you to check them out. I think they're in South Beach, right? North Beach. North Beach by that-a-way.
South Clearwater or South?
It's over by the San Key Bridge in that little shopping center.
That's South Beach.
It's so good. So if you're looking for a great breakfast, they're only open until 2 o'clock. And I want to thank all my listeners for watching. We're going to have miracle stories coming up in the next couple weeks and more connections for Hollywood Connections.
Questions, just email us.
I know. Questions, you can email. Kelly, give your email one more time.
info@turnertalent.com. I-N-F-O.
And Stand Up for News is next. I think they have Tommy Chong on. Whoa, that's going to be a super fun show, guys. All right, you don't want to miss that. You can watch all this on YouTube on Dawn Reese Show, and we're live on Facebook as well. And TikTok, thank you for watching, everybody. God bless you. Remember, give God all the glory and honor. Watch things happen and bent knees break chains. Bye, everybody.